Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Good Thursday evening. It's just after 6 o'clock for the next hour. We're all about empowering your financial journey, from smart money moves to tips that keep you ready for anything. And tonight, I want to give you the tools to save, invest and thrive. So stay with me as we break down the insights to help you stay ahead and in control. First, the day in a snapshot. Mr. Price leads the market higher. The rand is weaker. Gold bullion is climbing. Bitcoin is up by almost 3%. And coming up on the program, South Africa's improving interest rate environment, the rise and rise of township brands. How does South Africa's investment landscape compare to other emerging markets? Why the quick service restaurant sector has its back against the wall, and Investec reporting a solid first half. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meeting in focus, many of us are wondering what the next move on interest rates is going to mean for the economy. Rate hikes, cuts or staying the course all carry implications for consumers, businesses and investors. So to help us understand the strategic intent, the considerations behind these decisions and obviously the potential impact, I'm joined now by Vishal Rama, who is a quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management. Vishal, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So when the SARB sits, the MPC sits, what are the key strategic goals they are aiming to achieve with any decision they make?
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's quite, we saw that we've entered now the cutting cycle from the last MPC that we've had. And subsequent to that chat, the governor has come out and had lectures where he's spoken about shifting the band lower from 3 to 6% to now 3 and 5%. So it'll shift the midpoint of the band from 4.5 to 4%. Now, what this means essentially is that in order to achieve that, we need to have obviously inflation well under control. And in order to do that, your rates need to stay higher for longer, right? So what will essentially happen and what will be in the back of the mind, even though we've had a positive lower print in CPI, surprising to the low side, the expectation is that going forward, we probably don't see as much aggressive rate cuts from the SARB going forward, just purely based on the back of minds. They are thinking about this, shifting the band lower from 3 to 5%.
So critical that the SARB balances the need for economic growth with inflation control, as you mentioned. What's your sense going forward in terms of inflation? Are we starting to rein that beast in?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much well under control now. I mean, the SARB have got it nicely below 3% at 2.8%. I probably think this is probably the lowest we'll see now for a while. I mean, the next print is expected to come out at like 3.3%, if I remember correctly. So it'll probably trend a little higher. And I think the big concern on the horizon is obviously now with the return of President Trump in the US, right? So I think the governor will have that at the back of his mind and thinking ahead going forward. Maybe he doesn't mention it directly, but the thinking there is that Trump will be inflationary for the global economy and that'll trickle down to SA. So, I mean, to try and aggressively cut rates and then maybe to have to U-turn because inflation is returning, that might become a problem. So, yeah, I think inflation well under control, but there are definitely upside risks on the horizon.
That external factor weighting is interesting. You mentioned Donald Trump. Obviously, there are other global economic trends, whether it be the price of bullion, oil, the conflict in the Middle East, Ukraine, whatever the case is. How much does that weigh, do you think, on SARB's decision-making? Is it becoming more prominent?
For sure, right? So I think, look, if you take a step back, South Africa, we are a small open economy. We are a major exporter of commodities. And hence, what happens offshore does have an impact on our economy. In terms of shaping the SARB's policy, I mean, these global factors, they see them as exogenous factors. And these are taken with endogenous factors such as African unemployment, consumer confidence, etc. These all factors all feed into their quarterly projection model, or QPM for short. And this model helps to guide them in terms of where interest rates will go in the future. So yes, what happens globally has an impact, but in isolation, it's not looking in isolation, right? So it definitely does influence their decision and the way in which they think about shifting policy rates.
And Vishal, you raise a very important point about investor confidence, and I would suggest to you that that is starting to turn the corner. Certainly there is a lot more light that is shining in. So when we get an interest rate decision, how does that then affect longer term confidence and market sentiment?
I think to expect any shift in sentiment or strategies that these investors take, very unlikely, because it's been priced in already. I think what is important now is to look and listen to what the tone and the communication is from the SOB in terms of how they see things going forward. I think that'll have a big influence, and that possibly could change the way in which investors change the view on the South African economy. But definitely, as you say, there's definitely been an upturn. South Africa is seen in more positive light globally and just not locally, right? So, yeah.
And how then, whatever decisions are made, what generally should businesses and individuals be doing to prepare for potential change in monetary policy?
Yeah, good question, right? So I think they'd probably need to tread on the side of more caution. So yes, we are going to get cuts, but expectation on our side is that we do not expect aggressive cutting going forward from here. As I said, 2 points. Firstly, President Trump coming to power, inflation in the global context. And secondly, that the shift of the band lower from 3% to 6%, from three to five, will be in the back of the SARS mind. And this whole shift will mean that rates need to be kept higher for longer. So I think, yes, we'll get some relief today and possibly over the next few meetings. But I think I'd guard against expecting aggressive cuts and things to come down quite rapidly from here.
And just philosophically, and a final question to you, are there broad economic indicators that we should be watching to better understand the SARB's priorities going forward?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, we definitely need to look at what comes out of the US with regards to those policies, that the implementation of those tariffs that President Trump has been talking about, and how that feeds into the global context. I think locally, I mean, just generally looking at inflation, I think, as mentioned, inflation, the main drivers of that lower has been food and fuel, which has come down quite nicely. I think those have moderated quite well and have come down quite well. It could be expected to come down from the highs which we've saw post-COVID. I think here at present, we generally look amalgamate all these factors into our model, which then informs our long-term views in terms of how we position ourselves. So, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed for joining me tonight. That's Vishal Rama, who's a quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management. Vishal, thank you so much for all of that. Appreciate it.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.